Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from New York City, as I said earlier, and going to continue to broadcast the rest of the day and tomorrow. I'll be right here broadcasting live from Midtown Manhattan in New York City, up here for some meetings and for our conference tonight, and looking forward to that. In the meantime, we've got our good friend Gary Harps back with us. Gary is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a good friend of ours, author of The Six Disciplines of Excellence, and he's a guy that helps people like you and me make sure that we get the most out of ourselves and out of our people. And he's here to share some of that wisdom with us right now. Gary Harps, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's great.
It's good to have you back, as always. One of the things that we sorely need right now in the world, Gary, not just in America, but in the world, are leaders. We need more leaders. And when I talk about leaders, obviously I'm talking about people who are devoted to an ideal, devoted to a principle, capable of collaborating, capable of compromising, capable of focusing on the good, not the perfect, and also what's best for not just for them. That's what I think when I think about somebody who's a leader. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a good definition of leadership. What I would add to that is something we try to encourage leaders to think about in their own organization is that you really need to establish that a person can lead themselves as a prerequisite to being ready to lead others. And
tell us what you mean by leading themselves.
Well, some of the things you described about the characteristics of a leader, kind of knowing where you're going, we call it knowing what you should do, and mm-hmm. then doing it. There's two halves of this equation: knowing what you should do, and then doing it. And in a way, you can, if you want to think on an organizational level, you could say the should is, well, what's the strategy, and the do is the execution. But on an individual level, those are two separate problems. Knowing what you should mm-hmm. do has to do with communicating with others and figuring out a plan and a vision, and then doing it is sometimes just plain old hard work and discipline, and the doing is more human nature issue, and the should is more of a communications issue. And they're two different issues.
Right.
And if you can't learn to manage that for yourself to accomplish your own individual responsibilities, then it really hampers you in being a leader of others.
Well, leadership, doing what you should do when you know that it's the right thing to do, and, you know, and I like the way you differentiated that. I like the way you said, you know, you not only have to know what to do, you have to do it. And I think that's really important, because therein lies the issue, isn't it, for leaders? Because a leader has to have ethics, morals, and courage. Those three doesn't
yeah,
leader.
You're right. That's right. And sometimes, like you, in an organizational context, it's not only the character traits you describe, but at some point you have to choose between options, and they may both be good options, or they have trade-offs, benefits of one option or another. But part of leadership is realizing that you have to make those choices, and then to execute, you've got to stay with the choices. You can't keep trying to hold your options open. And that's part of leadership. And then you mentioned cooperating with others and compromise. Part of leadership is evaluating the options and say, okay, everybody get behind this one. And mm-hmm. that's hard work.
Well, how do we... And there's another thing that somebody told me a long time ago. One of my mentors told me once before, he was describing someone. He said, well, that guy wants to be a leader, but he can't get anybody to follow him. And I thought that was an interesting thing to say. If you're going to be a leader, you got to do the kinds of things that make other people want to follow you.
Well, and that's what I meant by self-leadership. If people like to follow people that have integrity, And when you talk about doing things that you haven't done or haven't shown that you've got the discipline to do what you know you should, it's hard to get people to trust you. And so here's the model we use in coaching organizations. We say there's four kinds of leadership. The senior leadership crafts the strategy, which answers some of the should questions. The next layer of leadership is what we call initiative or cross-functional leadership, where it's a project type of leadership. You've got people from different disciplines, sales, marketing, engineering, on the same team, and that's a different kind of leadership than strategy leadership. Then the third level is department, which means you're building expertise in one domain, sales, marketing, and service. But the bottom line is self-leadership. And the purpose of the other three levels is to help the self-leader know what they should do. But the doing is the responsibility of the individual. And if you knowing what you should and not doing it is where many of us reside. You know,
well, and that's where the courage comes in. And that's where... Right.
Yeah, courage. And I'll use an illustration I like on this knowing and doing is the Weight Watchers company. You know, they built a whole business, a $4 billion business, managing or helping people deal with the fact that they know what they should do to be fit, but they don't do it. And really, if you as a leader don't recognize in yourself and in your people that knowing, just telling people what to do or explaining what they should do is not enough. We're all distracted. We're all overcome by interruptions. And Weight Watchers has a wonderful formula for helping people do what they know they should already. And that involves accountability. It involves a clear methodology for communicating with each other and keeping track, keeping score, so to speak. And so there are ways for organizations to not treat this as some random but be systematic in developing individual leaders at the bottom. And when you see somebody who's knows what they should and does it, then you know somebody that's ready to take more responsibility.
Can we train people? Can we make people be that way if they're not already inclined to do that? Is this a mechanical learned thing?
No, it's not mechanical, but you know, when you give somebody a clear definition of should, I'm talking about the entry-level person, the person at the bottom that makes things happen.
Right.
When you make clear to them what should means, they're more motivated. A lot of we talk to so many people lower in the organization.
Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Gary. That's a good answer. And I need to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick one, folks. We'll be back right after these messages. It's 20 after the hour. Gary Harps is our guest. He's the author of Six Disciplines of Excellence. And he and I will be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blassingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. Whatever you need to do there, we got whatever you've got on your mind under the small business sun, we got something you can read or listen to there in either in 5 seconds or 1 minute or 3 minutes or 15 minutes. And you can ask questions, get answers, check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, check out our Brain Trust members like our good friend Gary Harpst, who's with us right now, and I hope you'll do that at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Gary Harpst, H-A-R-P-S-T, is the author of Six Disciplines of Excellence. Gary, tell us a little bit about your company and how we can find you and your book.
Well, I actually have two books. Execution Revolution is my latest book, and then Six Disciplines for Excellence. And
I don't have a copy of that, by the way, Gary.
Well, that's my fault. I'll make sure you get one.
The new one. I don't have an autographed copy of the new one yet, by the way.
All right, we'll get it to you. You know, basically, what we do is teach. I go around the country trying to explain to people that execution, putting in place a process that manages strategy and execution, is the next wave of organizational development. You know, the last 20 years we've been automating processes for sales and marketing and services. Now we need to put a wrapper process in the whole thing, which is how do you craft strategy, communicate it, and then execute it. And
is that going to be different going forward than it was in the past?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's about leadership development. The very topic you're talking about, the way you build leaders and train leaders is you have to recognize there's four different kinds of leadership, these four levels I talked about, and you have to systematically teach each level how to interact with the other levels. And we've got the tools to do that now with the Internet and best practices that have been developed over the last 20 years in coaching. And so it's going to be transforming. We call it a revolution. And we didn't invent it. We just understand it. And nobody had email 20 years ago. Now you can't do business without it. And that's the way this strategy execution.
Well, what about the younger generations, Gen X and Gen Y? How are they changing the way you think about training and developing leaders?
Well, that's why I gave so much emphasis to self-leadership. You know, a lot of times when people talk about leadership, they're talking about those top three levels. I was the department supervisor and the CEO. That's not what I think of when I think of leadership. I think of the individual at the bottom, and that's where the Gen X's are coming in, and they want to know why. They want to know that they've got to understand how they fit, and that's what motivates them. And they want their ideas heard, and they want to see results. And you have to create an environment that allows those people to plug in. And that's what self-leadership's all about.
Right. So my question is, though, is getting to that self-leadership position. I mean, we got a lot of people out there listening right now, Gary, who are hiring Gen X and Gen Y, and they're going to be hiring Gen Y very soon, more and more of them. And they want to know, you know, what do I need to do? I mean, I think they feel like there's something different going on out there in the marketplace. I think the Gen Xers, I mean, there's no question the Gen Xers are different from the baby boomers.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. There's no question. I don't want to be self-serving, but if they want to know what to do, my two books explain that. I mean, we spent 10 years researching.
Give us some hints, Gary.
Well, the first thing is answer the question of what should means. And I know that sounds trite, but when somebody in today's generation, it's not enough. They don't want to be told what to do. They want to understand. They want to understand how they fit in. And
that's an important point. Say that again. This is going to be on the test, folks.
They can't be just told what to do. So I think my generation is just point me in the right direction and shut up and go do it.
Well, we expect you to be told what to do, and we expect you to do it.
Yeah, and now it's, well, how do I fit in? What's this organization all about? What's its purpose? And am I giving my life to something important? And you've got to be able to answer
those. Am I in alignment with the values of this company?
Absolutely. And those are all should questions. It's the role of top leadership to help them understand those things. And the bigger we call it outgrowing your own ability to execute. As an organization grows, the difficulty of getting those kind of understandings to the bottom of the organization gets geometrically harder. And if you don't have some systematic way of doing it, you will fail. You'll eventually outgrow your own ability to execute. And so the books explain how to create that communications pipeline from the top to the bottom, how to help that person understand how they fit in, and then hold them accountable to it. They want to be held accountable.
Do you think that we need to get the if you're a baby boomer manager owner, should you get other Gen X managers to train other managers? Are they going to be more effective in doing that, of training leaders than say I would be or you would be?
Well, I don't think there's a pat answer to that. I mean, people want good leaders to report to. Gen X wants to trust and respect their leaders. And I think Gen X has to prove, they have to grow into leaders first before they can lead others. That's a common theme, is you put somebody, a Gen Xer, in a leadership role before they're ready, they will fail. And so it's not a pat answer. I'd rather have a good Gen Y leader than a bad Gen X leader.
Right. Gary, give us the website quickly one more time.
SixDisciplines.com, spelled out.
Gary Harbst, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Gary, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye.
Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back. Don't go away. I'm coming back after the news. Got a lot more to come right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.